Okay, let's jump right in. Today we're diving deep into a really interesting source, the resume of Borisov Volkovsky. He's a leader in healthcare technology. And our mission basically is to unpack this, pull out the key insights, and understand the impact he's had. It covers quite a career in medical imaging and health IT.
Yeah, what strikes me immediately is just the breadth of it all. You see everything from like foundational PaaS/CS development way back right up to enterprise systems, AI, strategy. It really paints a picture of someone who's consistently been, well, right there at the front using tech to solve tricky healthcare problems.
Okay, so let's maybe start with something that often, stands out: big business impact. As CEO of Brip Company, which was under Envision Healthcare, the source mentions a turnaround. Took it from, 5 years of losses to a 12% EBITDA profit.
That's right. And a 12% EBITDA profit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not just a number. In healthcare tech services, which can be, pretty complex and margin sensitive, that points to some serious skill in operations and market strategy. And the resume hints at how moving tech to the cloud, super important now for scalability, resilience, and things like full business continuity, disaster recovery options. Got to keep those systems up and patient data safe.
Right. Essential.
And building solid teams, operations, sales, marketing seems like that was key to the whole thing. They even got some industry recognition for it.
Okay, let's shift to something more recent. His time at AIDoc, focused on emerging tech there. The source talks about developing and implementing an AI insights program.
Yeah, this is interesting because the real nugget here isn't just the AI itself, but how they got people using it. He set up this program to actually show clients the tangible value, train the teams to explain that value. Hmm. That tackles a huge barrier, right? Getting new tech into the actual clinical workflow effectively.
And the results.
Well, it says this program directly helped boost sales by 20%, led to the highest sales in the company's history, apparently.
Oh, wow.
It just shows, proving that real-world impact is absolutely crucial for getting AI adopted in healthcare.
Makes sense. But this knack for driving big change, it wasn't just recent roles. Looking back at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, he was tackling infrastructure on a massive scale, transforming diagnostic imaging across 5 hospitals.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, consolidating 5 separate PaaS/CS systems, those old image archives that just didn't talk to each other, pulling them into one modern enterprise PaaS/CS. Huge job.
I bet.
But doing that breaks down walls. It lets them create a kind of virtual radiology department. So radiologists could suddenly access images from any of the 5 sites seamlessly. Big boost for efficiency, balancing workload, getting subspecialty reads, foundational stuff for integrated care.
And even before that, at Stanford Hospital, it looks like he built their enterprise imaging department basically from scratch.
Yes, exactly. Defining the whole strategy, the execution plan for managing all clinical images, not just radiology, but cardiology, pathology, you name it. And his push for vendor-neutral archives, VNAs back then, that was really forward-thinking.
How so?
Well, VNAs let you archive images without being locked into one vendor system. Critical for making different systems work together, interoperability, and pushing for seamless integration with EMRs, cloud, even a national patient registry that shows a clear vision for sharing health information that we're still kind of working towards today.
We also see roles digging deep into the technical side. Imaging informatics at Lahey Clinic, systems development at Mayo Clinic, even foundational work at Laura Lockheed Martin on early PaaS/CS tech, including that federal MDI's contract.
Right. Those earlier roles, you can trace his involvement right back to the core challenges of digital imaging. Things like storage, how to distribute images effectively, the technical standards like DICOM and IHE, all essential for getting different pieces of kit to communicate in a complex hospital setting.
The publications listed add another dimension too, like a chapter on procurement in an informatics textbook, papers evaluating viewers, integrating speech recognition.
Yeah, that highlights, I think, a commitment not just to building and implementing stuff, but also checking if it actually works well, understanding the practical hurdles like procurement, and always trying to improve workflows. His work on KLAS research white papers about enterprise imaging also points to, real expertise in governing and delivering these complex solutions successfully.
Looking at the skills list, it's quite a mix. High-level stuff like program management, consulting, but also specific tech expertise, PaaS/CS, RIS, VNA, AI, cloud, DICOM, IHE. it really confirms that strategic view is backed by a deep understanding of the nuts and bolts.
It certainly does. Yeah, it's that combination, isn't it? The tech grounding plus the business and strategic sense. That's what lets you actually drive change in this field.
And just as a unique detail here from the additional information involved with the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board.
Huh? Yeah, a bit surprising. Maybe shows an interest in, I don't know, regulated environments. Or just attention to detail. Who knows? A little reminder that leaders often have interest outside their main job.
Wow. Okay, so seeing that whole path laid out from, you know, early PCS development right through to AI and strategic turnarounds, it really does map the evolution of healthcare IT through one person's pretty extensive career. We saw the strategic leadership, the deep technical knowledge, and those tangible results like the 12% profit swing and the 20% sales jump from the AI program.
Absolutely. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, you see a career that's consistently been about using technology to make healthcare operations and clinical practice better. That journey from basic image management to enterprise systems, the cloud transition, now AI adoption, it mirrors the whole industry's tech journey, really.
It does prompt a good question, maybe for you listening to think about. How does that ability to connect deep technical knowledge with strategic business thinking and always focusing on that tangible value, clinical or operational, how does that become the absolute key skill needed to drive real transformative change, especially in complex industries like healthcare?
Definitely something worth mulling over. Thanks for diving deep with us today.